free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, January the 28th, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host, and an update to yesterday's news about Elizabeth Warren, the amazing arrogance of Elizabeth Warren in the face of that dad who said, look, I worked two jobs, you didn't take any vacations, I didn't buy a car, and now these people, my neighbor, who didn't do any of that, they took out a huge loan to go to college, and you're going to reward them. But I'm going to be screwed. And she goes, yeah, that's exactly it. No, you're not going to get any money from my programs. And of course, she's going to hand out that money without even going through Congress because she's the dictator. And so now we have two Massachusetts newspapers endorsing Andrew Yang and snubbing Elizabeth Warren in her own home state of Massachusetts. They know her pretty well. They say, we don't like Elizabeth Warren because of her ugly, nasty tone. Well, you might also not like her because of her authoritarian policies, but you need to take a look at the policies and not just her repulsive personality. Because her policies, whether you're talking about giving away free money for college so that they can have everybody attend their seminaries for socialism, or whether you're talking about the fact that both Elizabeth Warren and Andrew Yang, and frankly the rest of the gang, they all want to leave you homeless on the streets. And I'm not exaggerating. That is not hyperbole. Andrew Yang and Elizabeth Warren have detailed ideas about what hoops you must go through, what zoning you must go through, and what building regulations you must go through in order to have a house. And quite frankly, most of us aren't going to be able to afford a house if we let them micromanage those details from Washington, for which they have no constitutional authority. There's no authority for anybody in Washington to tell us anything about how to build our house or what kind of car to drive or what kind of food to eat. They want to ban meat as well, or whether we can vape. Let's take that to the Republican side. Or what kind of medicine we can use. Can we have medical marijuana? Can we have our own stem cells? We have to get back to the Constitution. Today, we're going to be talking to Judge Roy Moore. He is somebody who understands that, quite frankly. There was a, over the weekend, I believe it was, they had a forum for the four or five people who are running for the Republican nomination in for Senate in Alabama. Jeff Sessions, of course, is running. All of that, they were asked whether or not marijuana should be legalized. And all of them, except for Judge Roy Moore, said, oh, no, we can't do that. We can't do that. And, of course, you know, Jeff Sessions was Mr. Reefer Madness himself. But isn't it interesting that Jeff Sessions never tried to overthrow the two-thirds of American states that have nullified the unconstitutional U.N. federal laws? It's a U.N. agenda, and it's unconstitutional. But he never tried to do it because he didn't want to show that the emperor has no clothes. And quite frankly, there is nobody better to show the tyranny of judicial supremacy and federal tyranny and federal overreach and usurpation than Judge Roy Moore. He has gone to bat to fight government overreach, and he's been thrown out of office twice. He was reelected the first time they threw him out. Second time he went for Senate. And he's going for Senate again. So he's going to be with us today. We're also going to have Art Thompson from the John Birch Society. He's going to be talking about the USMCA and how it is far more than just a trade deal. It is basically just a relabeling of NAFTA. And it is something that directly affects our national sovereignty. It's a way to get around the Constitution as well, a different way. They have so many different strategies. It's so interesting, isn't it? We'll be right back. Stay with us. Time. There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
It's Tuesday, January the 28th, year of our Lord, 2020. I'm David Knight, your host. As I said at the top of the hour, we're going to have some interesting guests today. In the second hour, we're going to have Art Thompson from the John Birch Society joining us to talk about the USMCA. This deal, it's more than just a couple of, rearranging some trade issues. It still retains all of the problems that NAFTA had, and we're going to detail those problems. You know, one of the segments in it, this thing is like 2,400 pages long, so I'll confess I haven't read it. And I will also tell you that the people who will be voting on it will not read it before they vote on it either. If you just look at the different categories, one of them has, they've got 34 different sections of the USMCA. And one of those sections talks about how Mexico still owns its hydrocarbons, its oil and natural gas. Now, why would you have to have that in an agreement? If it's inside of Mexico and they're pulling this stuff out of the ground, why would that have to be expressly put into a quote-unquote trade agreement? Because it's not about trade. It's about taking their sovereignty, and they're withholding that part of it and saying, wait a minute, that's still ours. Now you can have all the rest of our sovereignty, but we're keeping the oil. Yeah, you can tell us what to do in all these other 30-some-odd areas, but we're keeping the oil. Got to have that in there as a special thing. Now, there's not anything in there that says that the United States owns its hydrocarbons or that Canada owns it. You know, both of us have coal and oil and gas that we produce, but we don't have a reserve for that. So we're going to be talking to Art Thompson of the John Birch Society. They're very concerned, as I am, about our sovereignty being attacked and the continuing attack on our sovereignty that the USMCA represents. And then we're also going to have in the third hour, we're going to have Judge Roy Moore, who's going to join us, and I'm very excited to talk to him because he has fought the fight against the supremacy of the federal government for a long time. The separation of powers is something that is vital, and the Constitution is something that we have to hold to. And quite frankly, this last week, as I pointed out, he was the only one of the Republican candidates who said, we don't have the authority under the Constitution to prohibit marijuana. It's like, yes. I'll tell you that Judge Roy Moore and I are not pot smokers. Well, I don't know. I don't think he is based on his background. I can tell you that I'm not. And I have always opposed unconstitutional prohibition because of the legal issues. And you can see what happens, the subsequent effects, secondary, tertiary effects of violating the Constitution. The legal system's been corrupted. We've got the courts have been corrupted. We've had things like civil asset forfeiture, mandatory minimums, and on and on. We give unlimited power to the government, and we put that unlimited power typically not just to the federal government in general, but to the Supreme Court and the judiciary. And we've had, as Roy Moore fought that principle to support marriage. At the time, he was making the case, look, you don't have the authority for the federal government, let alone the Supreme Court, to define what marriage is. And they don't have the authority to define what marijuana is either. And they don't have the authority to ban stem cells, using our own stem cells, or to ban vaping, or whatever else. I mean, if you go down that road that the Republican candidates other than Roy Moore want to go down, then you are no different than Elizabeth Warren and Andrew Yang and all these people want to tell us what house we can live in, what car we can drive, what food we can eat. We've got to stop this idea that everything is going to be dictated to us from Washington. And I haven't seen a single politician outside of Judge Roy Moore that's really stood up to this, stood up to it to the point of being removed from office. We need people with that kind of a backbone. So he's going to be with us in the third hour. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has now ended Common Core. And they are embracing a program that he calls Common Sense. Maybe he listens to this program, Making Sense Common Again. That's one of our taglines here for this program. But no, that's good. Actually, the interesting thing about this, the most interesting thing about it, is that Common Core, which basically dumbs everything down, and it is a core that is coming out of Washington and out of these liberal think tanks. We don't want Washington dictating our curriculum either, just like we don't want them dictating our homes and our cars and our food and so forth. We don't want them teaching our kids and defining what the curriculum is. Jeb Bush, though, had pushed very hard for Common Core. And that just tells you more about the Bush family. By the way, the people who opposed Roy Moore from the very beginning, Karl Rove and George W. Bush, they were opposing him the first time he ran for Chief Justice of the Supreme Court there, even though he had been the first Republican since Reconstruction to be elected even at a county level. You had the Republican establishment, Karl Rove, George W. Bush, and then, of course, now people like Mitch McConnell opposing him. That should tell you everything you know about who the good guys are in this fight. But anyway, Jeb Bush wanted the state to adopt Common Core. DeSantis issued an executive order last year that called for its elimination as soon as he became governor, I think. The state rebranded Common Core at the urging of Jeb Bush. He was the one who put it in. They didn't want to call it Common Core because so many people were pointing out the problems with Common Core. So they called it Florida Standards. Well, it's not Florida Standards. It's the standards of Bill Gates and other billionaires and other people who want to overthrow our children's education. Let's play a clip of DeSantis talking about this, video clip number 3.
Today, we are doing an executive order that is going to instruct Commissioner Corcoran to get to work and come up with good standards for the state of Florida, which will include eliminating Common Core and the vestiges of Common Core.
The vestiges of Jeb.
Talk to teachers, talk to parents, listen to their experiences. I had a lot of parents were very frustrated because they didn't understand some of the math and some of these things. So, look, let's just try to get this right. We want to be very high quality. We want to demand excellence, but I think we want to do that in a way that's responsive to some of the concerns that we've had over the many number of years. And so the executive order will require the commissioner to provide a roadmap so that we have authentic Florida-based standards. He's also going to tell us how we can increase the quality of our instructional curriculum. He's going to suggest innovative ways to streamline some of the testing and to make that so that it's something that is measuring success, but we're not just teaching to a test. And then something that's really, really important to me is identifying ways so that we can really make civics education a priority in Florida.
All right, so he said, I made a pledge to the citizens of Florida to remove all vestiges of Common Core, to return the basics of reading, writing, and arithmetic. And we can applaud that because Common Core was designed to deliberately dumb people down. You just take a look at the math, what they're doing. It is insane and deliberate obstruction. Anyway, they're going to place reading at the core, and they said they're going to place elevated focus on memorizing math facts. Also, content-rich standards that focus on classic literature. You know, they could get the old Yale Western Civilization curriculum, because they're not using that anymore at Yale. They said at Yale it was too European, it was too white, it was too male. We're not going to teach that anymore. But it was pretty famous at Yale. They're now throwing that away, so maybe they can get a good discount on that. Use it in Florida. My only concern is this emphasis on civics, because I know what most of the government teachers are like. And I don't want any of those leftists teaching any of my kids about civics or the Constitution. They don't know anything about it. They hate it. We'll talk more about that when we come back. Stay with us.
We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste, and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this, is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now, because I like the way it feels.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
This time of year, I'm always promoting Winter Sun, our high-quality organic vitamin D3, vitamin K combo, because it's in the fall, it's in the winter, it's in the spring that people aren't getting sunlight, so your body can't produce the vitamin D it needs, and then that's the main reason people succumb to things like influenza and other deadly viruses that are wreaking havoc out there. It's on record that you've got to have this to live, not just to defend against these viruses. So right now, we have Winter Sun still available, even though we always order only so much for sale during the fall, winter, and spring. I'm going to let it sell out at the sales price of 40% off $23, despite the fact that I could sell it at full price, because I want you to get it and I want to incentivize you protecting yourself and your family. So Winter Sun, taken under the tongue, super high quality, 40% off, available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, it's good to see that we have the new governor of Florida, DeSantis, rolling back Jeb's Common Core. Jeb Bush and his Common Core. I'm still concerned about the idea that of government teaching my kids, especially government teaching my kids about government. I remember the conversations, and I related this before, when I had a bright young kid who was working for us. He was salutatorian. We didn't see, he had the second highest grade point average in his class. And we were talking about the Second Amendment. And he was telling me that the militia was the National Guard. Like, no. But he learned very well. So he parroted back everything that he was taught. You know, that was the teacher talking. That wasn't him talking. We had a long discussion about that. As you can imagine. But, I don't like the government teaching my kids about the Constitution. They can read it for themselves. It's better yet, get Richard Proctor's book and teach them. You can teach yourself in detail, and there's one that is set up for homeschoolers and for kids. The Constitution, if we can keep it. And you can find his stuff at bathroomeconomics.com. He comes on every couple of weeks because the Constitution is a vital thing for us to talk about. And we have to understand that the way they steal from us is to keep us in the dark and to lie to us and to our children. Seattle is now going to dismantle its gifted programs. They don't want any merit there. And they don't like these gifted programs because they don't like what happened. In the same way that Stephen King was saying, you know, when they came up with the Oscar nominations and they said, Oscar so white or too white or whatever it was that they said on the hashtag, he said, yeah, I think that we should be doing art on the basis of merit because that's what he's involved in, right? So he wants to see, Stephen King wanted to see awards put out on the basis of merit, and he got hit with the leftist mob big time. And so now he's come out and he's retracted that and he says, no, it's too skewed towards white people. I'm so sorry. He's cowering down. The scariest scenario that Stephen King could ever imagine is to be vilified in Hollywood so that he would never work in that town again. So he caved. You know, that was scarier than anything in any of his books. He should do a horror book about the leftist mob in Hollywood. That'd be something really scary. David Mamet, a great screenwriter and playwriter, he saw what that was about, but he didn't cave to it. And so they basically kicked him out, even though he does much better stuff than Stephen King. Nevertheless, getting back to Seattle, why did they do it? The same reason Stephen King was saying that. You know, they said, well, we want to have people who excel in things, but then they looked at it and they found that the program has historically been dominated by white and Asian students. We can't have that. So if you're going to compete on merit and it just turns out that most of the kids are Asian or white, well, we got to stop it then. Let's not compete on merit anymore. And this article from Reason Magazine nailed it. They said, when I was in middle school, we read Kurt Vonnegut's Harrison Bergeron, science fiction story about a future that achieved equality by handicapping those who were more talented than others. Now, you may have seen this. It was a great little short story. Actually, I think it even had the guy that was Sean Astin, Patty Duke's son, in it. If I recall correctly, it's years and years ago I saw it. But I'll never forget the image of a ballerina who was very good at what she did, and they would put weights on her legs so she couldn't do it any better than the people who couldn't perform at all. because everybody had to be equal. And the only way that you get equality that way is to lower everybody to the least common denominator. That's why the founders of this country, people like Thomas Jefferson and others, called socialism, it didn't go by that title at that point in time. The socialism is an attempt to put a scientific label on this. You know, they call it social sciences and so forth. That's not science. It's just old human nature going back to the Garden of Eden. And it's about nothing other than theft and envy. That's what socialism is. But they called it leveling. They called the people who promoted socialism, they called them levelers. Because why? They wanted to level everybody down to the bottom. And they opposed that. But they didn't call it socialism. That beard came along later. I look at this stuff, and I remember being in these classes for, gifted programs or whatever. I hated those classes. I dropped out of them because I wanted to hang out with my musician friends. Anyway, those kids were snobs, and the teachers were even worse in those classes than they were in the regular classes. More ignorant, actually, about not only science, but also about social sciences, if you want to put it that way. And now for the latest bit of absurdity out of California, we have a sanctuary city that is actually going to pay a big settlement to an illegal alien, a so-called dreamer, part of the Obama DACA program. This guy was arrested for driving under intoxication, right? He was a drunk driver. So he was arrested. He spent 15 hours in the Laguna Beach Police Department under arrest because he was under the influence of drugs or alcohol. And then there was a retainer on him because he's an illegal alien. So he spent a few more hours in an L.A. immigration detention facility. Now, the police in Laguna Beach are going to be forced to watch a training video involving sanctuary measures for the next 2 years. I have images of Clockwork Orange where they strapped the guy in and pried open his eyes and made him watch violent films while he listened to Beethoven's Fifth Symphony. Maybe they're going to do that to the police in Laguna Beach. Have them watch for hours and hours illegal aliens walking across the border unmolested. And just so they get that under their skin there. But here's the amazing thing. The cash settlement that he gets, $18,750 from the taxpayers of California. Now think about this. 15 hours plus, they said, a few more hours in an L.A. immigration detention facility. So let's just say 20 hours, right? This guy's getting about $1,000 an hour. $1,000 an hour. Why? Because he's a drunk driver and an illegal alien who thumbed his nose at our immigration laws and our borders. And so we have to pay him for that because this is California. Meanwhile, we have the Trump administration now has the permission from the Supreme Court, because you've got to say everything you do, you have to say, you know, Supreme Court, may I? And they says, yes, you now may deny green cards to immigrants if they will become public charges. A public charge is somebody who lives at the expense of the public. They can charge you for food stamps or housing or whatever. Look, every country in the world, even places like Belize, if you want to immigrate to them, you've got to prove that you can support yourself and your family. You not only have an income, but you have enough wealth that you have a backup here, but not in America. And the Supreme Court prior to this has said, no, you can't do anything about that. Now they've graciously relented. How about that?
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil,
vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast, non-greasy formula. Small and easily stored, it can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles, while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work, promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered, can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil worshiping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalist, because I'm committed to a future for humanity, and I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us, because you are the InfoWar, and I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020 however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all, because you are the InfoWar, and you know that's not just words, that's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you, and I suggest you use it.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen. And people told me about it for years and I didn't listen, and I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Group like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings, and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
You're listening to The David Knight Show. In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I was just talking about the fact that the Supreme Court has now graciously consented to the Trump administration saying, like every other nation in the world, we will not allow you to migrate here, get a green card, unless you can show that you have the means to support yourself. If you're going to become a welfare recipient, and the term for that is become a public charge, quite literally a charge on the taxpayers. If you're going to go, if you need support for free housing, free food, welfare, all this kind of things, well, no, you can't come here and get a green card. Everybody else does that. Even third world nations do that. But we haven't been allowed to do that. And we have to go to the Supreme Court for permission for this? See, that's the problem with the idea of judicial supremacy, even in the federal government. The fact that the federal government can tell us everything, every detail of our life, and of course the Supreme Court is going to tell everybody in the federal government what they can and cannot do, especially the president. You know, we just had the story there about the DACA recipient. The guy is now 29 years old. He's still a DACA recipient, a dreamer. As Roy Moore pointed out, there is no such thing as a dreamer. They've had the DREAM Act come up several times. It's lost every time it's come up for a vote. But they said, we're not going to enforce the law. The Obama administration and Janet Napolitano as his director of Homeland Security. And so they have not been enforcing the law that they swore to uphold. And we continue on with this fiction. But it was an executive order by the Obama administration, actually the Homeland Security person, saying, I'm not going to enforce the law. Now, President Trump, according to the courts, cannot enforce the law. There's no question that it's the law. There is a statement by the previous administration that they're not going to enforce the law. This administration, according to the courts, cannot enforce the law. What are these courts about? They don't care what the law is. They don't care what the Constitution is. And in the same way, you know, the idea that the president can't set policy. And we look at this, you know, the idea that we have to extend welfare to everybody. And we heard that from Joe Biden, you know, just this last week and before a couple of dozen people in Iowa, because that's the only kind of crowd that he gets. He said, these DACA recipients are better than Americans. They get better grades at the schools where we give them a free education at taxpayer expense. And they're better than Americans. And we know that they think they're better than Americans because they give them superior benefits. They give them health care benefits that are superior to Americans. They give them college tuition benefits that are superior to Americans. They can get in-state tuition at most of the states by being an illegal alien. And you can't go to a state that you haven't grown up in, that your parents haven't paid taxes in, and get a discount on the tuition. You pay an out-of-state tuition rate. So we know that they're better than Americans. They keep telling us that they're better than Americans. And that whole idea extends to even foreign governments like Ukraine. They're better than you. Because you see, in Ukraine, they get welfare. They get security benefits that we don't get here in America. Nobody watches our border. Nobody protects our border. We can protect the border of Syria with Turkey to protect the Kurds, but there's nobody looking out for the Texans. Not in Washington. The Kurds are better than Texans. And we have to protect them. And if you even delay the welfare benefits to Ukraine, oh, we'll impeach you. We'll use that as an excuse to impeach you. That's the most amazing thing to me about all this. The idea that now not only is it an entitlement for people to come here and get free health care, free education, but we have to make the foreign aid, which our founders of this country would have, as I said before, you explain this impeachment process to them, they would have said, well, wait a minute, you're giving money to Ukraine? What for? How does that make us more secure? It doesn't. To have foreign entangling alliances, the whole thing about Ukraine was to restart the Cold War with Russia. They did a great job of that, didn't they? They've now got a new profit center. They created the War on Terror when they lost their Cold War profit center. You know, the Soviet Union collapsed. They needed to have something else, so they got the War on Terror. They've got the surveillance capitalism. You know, we should call it the military surveillance complex. That's really what it is, and that tells you who's behind the management of the internet and social media at the same time. But they started all of the Homeland Security and, you know, turning the security state inward on us when they lost their foreign boogeyman, the Soviet Union, when it collapsed and it was a rotted hulk for a long time. It was a genuine threat at one point in time, but they knew that it was a rotted hulk for a very long time. And then after they got their terrorism state, their new national security state under the Bushes, then they came after, the effort then was to reestablish the new Cold War, do a Russian reset, so they could have the military creating long-range bombers and these massive intercontinental defense systems and so forth. All right, so let's take a look at environmentalism, because in San Francisco, let's again, we have to go to California to give you the most absurd example of where this stuff is going to lead. Now, at San Francisco restaurants, and they've been closing at a big, big clip. And just last year, 2019, 400 restaurants closed in San Francisco, even though it is a major tourist destination. Even though most of these restaurants that had closed had been in business between 14 and 23 years. So a lot of businesses closed in the first 5 years. It's really pretty tough to get the hang of the business cycle and to keep it going. But once you make it past that 5 year thing, you know how you're operating, you know what the cycles are going to be like, and you can adjust for that. So for businesses that have been in business for 14 to 23 years and a very popular tourist destination, these restaurants to close, it tells you that there's something going on. And that is the rapidly escalating price of everything because of overregulation in California. It's not just the houses that people can't afford. They can't afford to eat out either. And so that means that the California government is going to come to the rescue and add even more expenses to the bottom line. They have added a new climate change surcharge to the bill. It's known as Restore California Surcharge. They could just put it as RECA, right? Or even better yet, because, you know, that's article here from Legal Insurrection shows their mural that they've got of Greta. Greta Thunberg. They could just put, this is in regards to Greta, or they could just abbreviate it, Re-Greta. A 1% fee. Don't worry, it's only a penny, they say, every time they add sales tax, right? It's just a penny. You know, we're going from 6% sales tax to 7%. It's just a penny tax. No, you went up 1/6 on the sales tax. You went up 17%. Anyway, they're doing that, and that should help more restaurants to close, because, you know, nobody wants restaurants in San Francisco, or houses, either. I don't know what they're going to wind up with there. When we come back, well, actually, we got a little bit of time for this. Let's play video clip number 2, and this is CIA Brennan talking about geoengineering. You think this is a conspiracy theory? You're right. Actually, we don't have enough time for this, so we'll do it when we come back. This is something that has been going on for a long time, and we've got a clip of Brennan talking to the Council on Foreign Relations about how they have to use geoengineering now to save the planet. They admit that major cooling happens whenever you have a volcano, right? Pushes all that material up into the air, and we've seen that. When you put that kind of dense material in the atmosphere, you have had little global winters across the world when Krakatoa happened. You had a climate change that lasted for a couple of years, intense winters because of that. And so now what they're proposing is, hey, I've got an idea. We could do geoengineering. Look, they've been doing it for a long time. And when we come back, we'll talk about that. It's not necessarily always cooling either. Many of us believe that a lot of this stuff is being done to produce warming in specific areas. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action. We've got 3 big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2 are best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body. And I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself. 40% off InfoWarsStore.com and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together. Super high quality. Winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win. I spend a lot of time reminding the InfoWars family of listeners and viewers that without you, we won't be on the air. And I spend a lot of time thanking you. But I really think you should thank yourself for keeping us on the air and really changing the world for the better and raising the alarm as modern Paul Revere's. But something I should spend more time on is just reminding you that these products are really amazing. You've got that pledge from me, but you've seen the third-party test out there, the air filtration, the water filtration. The supplements are all the very best you're going to find out there. And you can't fund an operation anywhere else that's fighting the globalist this hard. So it's not a burden to support InfoWars. It really is something that is good for everybody that stands for justice and freedom and makes your life and your family's life and your children's life so much better. So visit InfoWarsStore.com today. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're going to talk about geoengineering. We have a clip here from John Brennan. Really shows that the CIA has been working on this geoengineering thing for quite some time. And, of course, it has been going on for quite some time. For years, I've been talking about the geoengineering conferences. We've shown you video clips of planes that have extra nozzles under the large planes that are dumping this stuff out. And so we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about what we have observed. And, of course, they want to pretend that this is not anything that ever crossed their mind. They would never do this until about a year ago. And then you had CNBC put out a video talking about how the Gates Foundation, why is it that Bill Gates is always at the center of all these things, right? Population reduction, geoengineering, vaccines, Planned Parenthood. He is at the epicenter of all of this stuff. Quite frankly, I think he's even more evil than George Soros, if that's possible, because he directly attacks human life. George Soros is doing it somewhat indirectly. He's coming after our freedoms and trying to, overthrow all the different structures that we have here. But I mean, Bill Gates, he just goes directly for the death kill. It's just absolutely amazing. But anyway, we can have that debate someday. Who is worse, Bill Gates or George Soros? Anyway, we'll talk about that and coming up in a moment. But, this whole thing, talking about Bill Gates and vaccines, we could talk about this coronavirus as a corona effect. It's now gone viral. We see the financial markets are responding to this. You know, it was just yesterday morning I played the clip, and one of the reasons I selected that clip was because I knew that that was going to happen. And then later in the day, you see all the articles start coming out from Bloomberg and other places. Look at the markets are being rattled by this coronavirus thing. That's what they war game for every year. And going back to 2003, when they had the first really big one that I know of, at least, dark winter, they were talking about biological warfare as terrorism. And as we all know from 9/11, terrorism can come from individuals or can come from governments, even your own government, can't it? And we can never tell what's going on, even with the American government. Are they over, are they exaggerating the risk from something, or are they lying to us to keep that risk concealed? We can't tell that about the U.S. government. We certainly can't tell that about the Chinese government. So we really don't know what's going on there. Some people are looking at this and saying, well, you know, I'm looking at the reports of, you know, what has happened there, and it doesn't look all that much worse than a typical flu outbreak, but they're hyping it for some reason. And then other people are saying, yeah, but the numbers are much worse than the Chinese government is telling us. So what do we know? Well, we know that we don't know, but we do know that these people are wargaming this on an annual basis. They want a pandemic, and they are going to do it at some point in time. It could be a terrorist group because this technology is getting out and becoming more widely available, or it could be a false flag terrorist attack by our own governments. And it could be that that's perhaps maybe the most important aspect of this, to create panic, to create a kind of mass quarantine system and camps that are run by the military. That's what's going on now in China. To force a newly developed, untested vaccine on you. All these things are real concerns. That's my real concern, is how the governments are going to react to that. So what do you do about that? Well, I pointed out yesterday, one of the best things you can do is to make sure that you have your immune system in the best possible shape. And we've got some great products for that. But we also have our storable food, which is one way to keep out of their clutches. And regardless of what happens, if there's a panic, and we already see panic in the financial markets, it's very easy. I remember whenever the weathermen would predict snow back in North Carolina, because it would only happen, you know, occasionally, and it wouldn't last but for a day or two. But they knew that businesses were going to be closed, and they would just wipe out the grocery store shelves of bread and milk. For some reason, they would go for those two things. Not that they're I don't know how many people just eat bread and milk on a regular basis when a snowstorm's not coming, but I guess they're going for white food because a snowstorm's coming. I don't know why those two things in particular. But you've also seen the cases where, as a joke, somebody goes on radio and plants a rumor that we're going to be out of toilet paper, and they can create a run on toilet paper and make that all go away. There can be real disasters. There can be manufactured disasters, disasters based on rumors and misinformation. And if we do have a real situation in terms of a pandemic, and that will happen eventually, they are planning on it every year, you want to make sure that you have a backup. And unlike the food and milk that you're going to go down and buy from the grocery store, storable food is going to last for 25 years. Our storable food comes from My Patriot Supply. We private label it right out of there. They're shipping it straight out of their factory, but they've told us that they're going to run out in the next few weeks. So people need to order now if you want your storable food within 7 to 10 days, because food suppliers across the U.S. are running out of this. It's not just individuals, but it's also institutional and governmental buyers. So when you look at the situation that's developing in China, you want to make sure that you have some way to insulate yourself from the consequences of this and insulate yourself from the system that may want to grab you, put you in a camp and inoculate you. That's my biggest fear. I'm much more concerned about their vaccines being forced on me than I am on any kind of virus that's coming from abroad. So again, you need to have storable food regardless of the situation. It could be hurricane season. It could be a natural disaster. It could be man-made. It could be something that's just based on a rumor. And now you can get that at InfoWarsStore.com. You want to be able to wait out this storm and not get in the clutches of the government, whatever happens. All right, let's go back to the geoengineering. Not bioengineering, not bioweapons, but this is a different kind of weapon. Our government has so many different things that they want to do to us. Yeah, the top climate change scientist for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, that's NOAA, has received a $4 million grant from Congress and permission to study two highly controversial geoengineering methods in an attempt to cool the Earth. This guy is the director of the Chemical Sciences Division of NOAA's Earth System Research Laboratory. Chemical Sciences Division. There we go. And they are dumping chemicals into the atmosphere. And they have been doing it for a long time, folks. As a matter of fact, going back to, I think it's beginning of 2013, we had a film contest here. And I've talked about this a couple of times. People did a documentary about chemtrails. And they had an app called Skyder Alert. You would take a picture when you see persistent chemtrails that were in a crosshatch pattern over your city. You would take a picture of it and send it to them. And what they did was they correlated that to temperatures. And they found that those particular patterns were corresponding to a couple of degree increase in temperature in those areas. Now, we know that when you have massive volcanic activity, as I mentioned before, you know, Krakatoa is probably one of the best examples of that. Yeah, east of Java. It blew up and it sent so much particulates up into the atmosphere that you had very intense winters for a couple of years and even including darkness. So it was far more intense than the kind of chemtrails that they're doing, the crosshatched persistent contrails that you see. But they looked at it and they said, well, this is causing localized warming. And remember, where they're collecting the temperature is typically in urban areas, which is another reason why they can skew the data. You're going to get warmer temperatures, and I've noticed this because always I do not live in cities. I've always lived in the rural areas, and I could watch the temperature drop as I got out of town. And we weren't talking about in Raleigh, North Carolina, we weren't talking about a big city. But it would always drop by about 3 degrees. When I drove out to the forest where we lived. And so they put their thermostats in the cities where it's a concrete jungle, and they get higher temperatures. And they say, look, the temperatures are going up globally. No, they're going up in that area. And if they can do that with these persistent contrails, what we call chemtrails, then they can also rig the data with that as well. But there are other aspects of this that are more sinister. And, you know, the idea that this is something that is new, that this is a novel idea, and they just came up with what they call Plan B. That's what they're calling it from NOAA. This is Plan B. No, in the 1970s, they awarded a guy who was causing climate changes as part of the Vietnam War. They had a treaty in the 1970s saying we're not going to use geoengineering as a weapon. Why would they do that back in the 1970s? Give an award and have a treaty if it wasn't their capability even then and if they weren't already practicing it? We'll have Brennan's clip. Let me get to it when we come back. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product, and we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste, and it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above-sea coral calcium that also cleans but also remineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a 4-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze Air Purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Liberty, it's your move. This is The David Knight Show.
All right, I've teased for a couple of times. They get to it, ran out of time. The clip from John Brennan talking about geoengineering. He is giving a presentation to the Council on Foreign Relations. Isn't that interesting? And this is what he has to say. Let's play video clip number two.
Another example is the array of technologies, often referred to collectively as geoengineering, that potentially could help reverse the warming effects of global climate change. One that has gained my personal attention is stratospheric aerosol injection, or SAI, a method of seeding the stratosphere with particles that can help reflect the sun's heat in much the same way that volcanic eruptions do. An SAI program could limit global temperature increases, reducing some risks associated with higher temperatures and providing the world economy additional time to transition from fossil fuels. This process is also relatively inexpensive. The National Research Council estimates that a fully deployed SAI program would cost about $10 billion yearly. As promising as it may be, moving forward on SAI would also raise a number of challenges for our government and for the international community. On the technical side, greenhouse gas emission reductions would still have to accompany SAI to address other climate change effects, such as ocean acidification, because SAI alone would not remove greenhouse gases from the atmosphere. On the geopolitical side, the technology's potential to alter weather patterns and benefit certain regions of the world at the expense of other regions could trigger sharp opposition by some nations.
Yeah, imagine that. You know, some people might argue as to who's going to set the thermostat. As a matter of fact, that was the topic of some of the papers in past years, at least 5 years ago. I was talking about the annual geoengineering conference. It's amazing to me how these things can stay under the radar. And that's because they're not talked about by the mainstream media. They work with these people to keep this stuff hidden in the same way that they work with the surveillance state to hide geospatial intelligence. That has been the fastest growing area of intelligence since the late 1990s. It's where James Clapper rose very rapidly. That's why, you know, he rose to the top, because he was in that area. And it's been the keynote speaker of the annual Geo Intel conference. Every year they get about 4,000 people to go there. It's the biggest thing in the intelligence community, and it's kept secret, even though you got thousands of people going to every one of these conferences every year. Because there, what they're doing is they're mapping your activity. They are mastering the human domain, and they're doing predictive analysis of what you're going to be doing. And they keep that quiet, just like they keep the manipulation of the weather quiet. And, you know, as you look at this, at the fact that we went back to the 1970s and said, we're going to have a treaty to make sure that we don't use weather modification as a weapon. They were very concerned about that. You don't go to the trouble of having an international treaty to prevent something like biological warfare or chemical warfare or nuclear warfare or weather warfare if it's not a real possibility. And they knew that it was more than a real possibility. They already handed out awards to people for doing it during the Vietnam War. But then they keep it quiet. And, you know, we can use the scare of man-made climate change. Yeah, it is man-made in that regard. Definitely man-made. We can use that to scare people into giving up their everything about their lives. They're going to take under the rubric of sustainability. That's what the UN is pushing, their 2030 agenda. That's how they're going to put you in the smart cities and their open-air gulags run by their corporate partners like Google. And they can scare the next generation. They're not going to scare my generation into this. We've seen this fraud, and these guys are like really bad used car salesmen, you know? Well, or I should say more like Maxwell Smart from Get Smart. Would you believe?
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. Chill Force is our solution for a true, healthy relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to Brain Force Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get Chill Force today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
In a world of deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. You know, I just played for you that clip from John Brennan, the personification of evil CIA agents. I mean, this guy, he can't even look halfway decent. He's got such a permanent scowl on his face. This guy who brought targeted assassination, even of American citizens abroad, without due process to the Obama administration, calling them, saying, no, we're not doing drone assassinations. It's a disposition matrix. That kind of prevarication. Enhanced interrogation. It's not torture. All this type of stuff, right? And now they're telling us, you know, we may have to consider doing some geoengineering, but this could create some political issues as to who gets to set the thermostat. And, yeah, it definitely will create that. But, of course, they've been lying to us about this all along, the idea that they've just come up with the stratospheric aerosol injection. I mean, we've been covering that for a long time. Steve Quayle had a website where he basically focused almost exclusively on that, the videos on that site. You could see them spraying it. It's not coming out of the engines. I mean, we've had testimony from retired Air Force personnel that we've aired on these shows here at InfoWars. This has been going on for a long time, but now they're pretending they've newly discovered this. And, of course, they've been lying to us about everything. This is why I say, you know, we have to be concerned about what's going on with this coronavirus, simply because you can't trust these people to tell you the truth about anything. And you can't trust them to not release this stuff intentionally. And you can't trust them to even be able to control these bioweapons that they're creating. You can't. We've already had, as Allison Young at USA Today did a long series of articles. They had an investigation in Congress about this, the proliferation of these biolabs across the United States in heavily concentrated areas, and the many, many mistakes from the creation of the biolabs and hooking up the air ventilation system the wrong way, you know, the air ventilation system that's supposed to protect the scientists, to what was exposed down at Tulane at the National Primate Center, where they bring in a very dangerous virus, and then they let it escape from the lab, and it gets out into the general area there with the primates roaming around. This is a virus that gets a bacteria, in this particular case, not a virus, Burkhold Darya Pseudomalii, and they weaponize these things, and they don't keep too close a tabs on them. That's why you should be concerned about these things like the coronavirus. Coming out again at the very site where China put in their first biosafety lab. You know, when I look at the people talking about the 75th anniversary, I think it was, of Auschwitz this week, they were talking about Josef Mengele. We brought those guys in as part of Operation Paperclip. Now, he went to Brazil, right? But we brought in the scientists to start our bioweapons project, as well as our chemical weapons project. We brought in Nazi scientists. We brought in Japanese scientists who had experimented on American soldiers who are prisoners. We brought those evil people in because we said, we want the weapons and we don't really care about the ethics, which is exactly what the Nazis did. And so you want to trust these people? You want to trust the CDC with these systems, with this program? That's eventually going to come after each and every one of us. Another example of this and these is the CIA waterboarding, quote unquote, that is now coming out. We have pretrial hearings going on at Gitmo where they are taking a look at what happened with torture. They're reopening that. And in testimony there, James Mitchell, one of only three men who are authorized by the CIA to conduct waterboarding, said last Thursday during a pretrial hearing at Gitmo, he started talking about one CIA officer who is known as the preacher. He would provoke detainees on a deeply religious level while working to extract information from them, reports Zero Hedge. They said that he would, at random times, put one hand on the forehead of a detainee. He would raise the other hand high in the air, and in a deep southern drawl, he would say things like, "Can you feel it, son? Can you feel the spirit moving down my arm into your body?" Yeah, you talk about being creepy. You talk about being sadistic. These people are capable of anything. You look at John Brennan, focused on taking Trump out. Well, he's been doing this kind of stuff for a long time. And quite frankly, Gina Haspel, that President Trump put in charge of the CIA, is no better than John Brennan. No better at all. She was a part of this monstrous program. And if you think that it is warranted because you don't like these terrorists, and I don't like them either. I don't like terrorists. Screw them. Do whatever you want to them. You know, we probably got a ticking time bomb somewhere, so torture them to get the information. Well, you know that when we tortured these people at Gitmo with Gina Haspel as part of that program, and she was the one who covered it all up, that the information that we got from that torture program was the basis of the lies about weapons of mass destruction that got us involved in the Iraq War. So I'm saying to all of you who want to justify this kind of situational ethics and to allow us to have our own Josef Mengeles, but, you know, hey, we're exceptional because we got an American flag or an American uniform. No, we've brought that stuff in. Operation Paperclip, look it up. Look at the kinds of people that we brought in. And we're still doing that type of thing. We not only brought in their technology, but we brought in their ethics. And it is now expressed by people like John Brennan and Gina Haspel. And this is continuing to go on. I've talked many times to John Kiriakou. The only person who went to jail for any of this stuff was a whistleblower who told people about it. And he told people about it because it was unethical, it was illegal and unconstitutional, and because it was ineffective. He said, you're going to get garbage from these people. You're going to get them to tell you whatever you want them to tell you. And you know what they wanted? They wanted them to say, we've got weapons of mass destruction in Iraq so they could invade Iraq. And that's exactly what they got. Doesn't work. It does not work. We become the monsters that we seek to destroy abroad. And so this guy, James Mitchell, one of the three authorized torturers for waterboarding, confirmed the descriptions in his memoir, Enhanced Interrogation. And as they were talking about this, they said the government prosecutors changed the classification rules just 4 days before the current pretrial hearing. And then they amended them again this Monday in order to reclassify facts, which defense attorneys were forced to scramble to reframe before the next day of questioning. It's kind of what Gina Haspel did when she destroyed evidence, when she erased all of the videotapes. Can you imagine if those videotapes had surfaced? You know, the descriptions were bad enough. Each sought to use their links to CIA headquarters in Langley, Virginia, to get the others removed from their post. See, that's the essence of what's going on right now in the Trump war, right, with the deep state and with these people. We got a clean house. I mean, it's far worse than a swamp that needs to be drained. I mean, this truly is a pandemic virus that has enveloped Washington at every level. In the courtroom this week, the interrogation's chief has been referred to by the code NX2. Mitchell calls him the quote-unquote new sheriff in town. But it's been reported that his name was Charlie Wise, who had honed his craft carrying out interrogations for the Contra rebels in Nicaragua in the 1980s. Again, we go back to the Reagan administration and Iran-Contra. Were the Iranians bad guys? Yes. Yes, they were. Yes, they were. They took over the embassy. But then the Reagan administration and people like Oliver North said, we'll sell you weapons parts so we can fund our war in Nicaragua. So they weren't that bad, were they? Or were they? Who were the bad guys in that scenario? The guys selling the bad guys the weapons or the bad guys themselves? And, of course, the bulk of their money. They weren't getting enough money from that, so they created a crack cocaine epidemic at the same time. We'll be right back.
This time of year, I'm always promoting Winter Sun, our high-quality organic vitamin D3, vitamin K combo, because it's in the fall, it's in the winter, it's in the spring that people aren't getting sunlight, so your body can't produce the vitamin D it needs, and then that's the main reason people succumb to things like influenza and other deadly viruses that are wreaking havoc out there. It's on record that you've got to have this to live, not just to defend against these viruses. So right now, we have Winter Sun still available, even though we always order only so much for sale during the fall, winter, and spring. I'm going to let it sell out at the sales price of 40% off, $23, despite the fact that I could sell it at full price, because I want you to get it, and I want to incentivize you protecting yourself and your family. So Winter Sun, taken under the tongue, super high quality, 40% off, available now at InfoWarsStore.com. Well, it's here, the year 2020. World governments out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen, you got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals run for their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block.
we have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our pollen block chewable tablets.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Talk briefly about impeachment. We have Arthur Thompson of the John Birch Society is going to be joining us in the next segment. We're going to be talking about USMCA and the concerns that he and I have about that. But let's take a look at impeachment, because although I think my attitude to this is kind of summed up in the article that Cheryl Atkinson wrote. She said, "Wake me up when it's over." Okay, I mean, there's nothing new to see here. And we all know what this is about. This is just politics as usual. Slandering President Trump and trying to keep this going as long as they can to try to dip him enough in the polls so they can defeat him at the election, because they know that they're not going to win the vote in the Senate. And as part of that now, we have seen John Bolton's book leaked the very same day that it became available for pre-order. Oh, I mean, that's not about the money at all, is it? I mean, he's just doing this for the good of the nation, right? New York Times published new impeachment claims by John Bolton the same day that Bolton's book became available for pre-order. Revelations from his book, according to the unpublished manuscripts that were reviewed by the New York Times, have Bolton accusing President Trump of tying Ukraine military aid to political motivated investigations. And as Molly Hemingway pointed out, she said that these particular folks who have put this out have a pattern of overpromising and underachieving with their bombshell anti-Trump book rollouts. So you might want to just remember that we've heard over and over again from people like Rachel Maddow and others, right? This is it. We've got it. This is a smoking gun. And then you actually see what's in it. But even more interesting is the article from Zero Hedge. Guess who was in charge of reviewing Bolton's leaked book at the National Security Council? Because, you know, the people who were at the the publisher, you know, the Bolton's lawyer said, "Well, gee, we're really sorry. It looks like the review process for the book has been corrupted." Well, how would that be corrupted? Well, you have to give the book to the National Security Council before it is allowed to be published. See, that's one of the things that I had an issue with a Snowden book. It's like, how did they authorize this? Right? After the fact, they said, "Well, he shouldn't be allowed to publish that." We know that you have to get pre-approval. Yeah, the especially Snowden's book, Permanent Record, was a limited hangout. And it pushed the whole idea behind the war on terror about 9/11 and so forth. Yeah, he was signing up for the CIA to defend us all from the attacks of 9/11 by those men in caves in Afghanistan and so forth. But anyway, I digress. We know, because we've seen it again, that this is being vetted at the National Security Council. And who was it that was vetting the Bolton book? Well, it was the identical twin brother of Democrat impeachment witness Alexander Vindman. You know that guy who lectured the congressman? I'm here in a he showed up in a uniform that day and demanded to be called by his military title. Remember that guy? How smug he was? I mean, you can't see people like this until, Strzok and Vindman. I mean, you can't imagine how arrogant these people in Washington are until you actually see these guys testify and sneer in public. Anyway, his twin brother, Yevgeny Vindman, because these guys are Ukrainian, was reportedly in charge of reviewing all publications by current and former officials at the National Security Council. So lo and behold, it's Vindman's brother who's looking at the book, and maybe he's the one who released the details. I don't know. I don't know. How did they get that? Very interesting. Meanwhile, we have another spotting of Hunter Biden at the Beverly Hills where he hangs out. You know, he's renting a $3.8 million designer home in Hollywood Hills for $12,000 a month. He is driving a $129,000 Porsche. And yet, he is stonewalling the judge in a court-ordered financial disclosure as part of a child support situation. And the judge wants to know, he wants him to show cause, if any exists, as to why he would be withholding financial information. Well, judge, if he were to give you that financial information, it might tell you what's going on in Ukraine. Rand Paul says, a disgruntled, angry Bolton is using the leak to make a lot more money. But, you know, it was Rand Paul's father that I want to play a clip of. Going back to 1998, when it was the Clinton impeachment, and Ron Paul talked about why Bill Clinton should be impeached. It had nothing to do with Monica Lewinsky. Here's Ron Paul in 1998, video clip one.
Not only is it annoying, I think it's illegal. I think it's unconstitutional. I think it's an act of war. And I think it's much worse than anything that we have considered under the impeachment of resolutions. I have a prepared statement for tomorrow, and in that statement, I talk about a much more serious act that the president committed than anything that we've generally talked about, and that was the illegal bombing of Sudan and Afghanistan for political reasons. $200 million were spent for that without congressional approval. It was a cynical way of directing attention away from the president onto what he was doing in foreign policy. Unfortunately, though, it meets no resistance because too many on our side of the aisle like to drop bombs. Yeah. And I think that's wrong. There's been a lot of talk about the Constitution in the last several weeks, in the last several months. A lot of people holding up the Constitution. But I'd like them to read the Constitution, everybody here in this Congress, to read the Constitution about committing acts of war. And we wouldn't be doing this. Not only is it annoying, I think it's illegal. I think it's unconstitutional.
That's right. That's what he should have been impeached for. You know, you could have impeached him, as I've said many times, for the very credible charges of violent sexual assault and rape brought by these other women. But instead, Ken Starr decided to focus on a Me Too type of allegation of consensual sex, but it was Me Too, and the fact that he committed perjury and then obstructed justice to try to do that. Ron Paul says, look, he spent $200 million to distract everybody. They even did a movie about it, Wag the Dog. I mean, it was not only cynical, but it was brazen. Everybody knew what he was doing, spending all that money recklessly bombing other countries. You know, when we talk about pro-life, we just had the March for Life last Friday, and I played a lot of clips from that yesterday. And I tell you, nothing gets me any more upset than the murder of innocent children, ripping them apart inside the womb. I also get upset about people at any age, especially children. They're getting ripped apart by bombs that are being dropped abroad. And the Republican Party seems to never have a problem with that kind of murder. I mean, what's your problem? I mean, how do you, you know, the Democrats, well, they don't complain about war anymore. They're fine with killing under any pretense. But Republicans think it's fine if we do that undeclared for no stated reason. But, you know, let's not do that at home. Look, I understand that the government has the duty to defend our country from people who are criminals who wish to do this country harm. That's why we have a debate, though. That's why we have the Constitution about that. And they just want to look the other way and accept that. We'll be right back. Stay with us. There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean, and the toothpaste, that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
It is I, the leader of Cobra, here for a message to President Trump, the American people, and Alex Jones of InfoWars. Our operations with our partners, the Communist Chinese, have bought control of your media. But it's true. Your people are beginning to awaken. That's why Cobra is launching operations to trigger race war, mass shootings and bombings, which will be blamed on those loyal to America. Anyone, once we stage these attacks, that does not blame it on Trump will also be targeted by Cobra in the future. You see, when you expose our false flags and fake media, I will carry out attacks and then blame you, like we've done with Alex Jones, blaming him for mass shootings we committed. Hail Cobra!
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that and some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. It's the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. In this segment, we're going to be joined by Arthur Thompson. He is CEO of John Birch Society. We're going to be talking about the USMCA, the sovereignty issues of this, and what it really does mean going forward. It's more than just an adjustment of some tariffs between the U.S. and Mexico in terms of automobiles and dairy and some other products. It is much, much deeper much longer lasting than that. But before we go to Mr. Thompson, real quickly, I just want to remind you about the products that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We now have, as I pointed out yesterday, one of the best things that you can do if you're worried about the coronavirus or if you're just worried about the flu. Don't get the flu shot. You know, these people saying, well, you're worried about the coronavirus, get the flu shot. It's like, that's not going to help. It's going to take down your immune system. You need to do things that are going to boost your immune system. The best thing you can do is vitamin D supplementation. Just get vitamin D, vitamin C. If you want to get vitamin D, we've got a great source of it. Winter Sun, it is now 40% off. You boost your immune system. Don't take it down with some kind of a vaccine. There's many things that you can do to boost your immune system, but that is one of the best things you can do right now. Discounted 40% off Winter Sun, our vitamin D supplement. We also have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine, 40% off. Our X3 Nascent Iodine is also 40% off, or you can get the two of them together in our Nascent Iodine Power Pack, 50% off. And finally, as we've got, food supplies, storable food supplies are drying up. Why are they drying up? Well, it's because people are concerned about a coming lockdown. I mean, if this thing is real and if it comes to the U.S., you got to worry that our government is going to use the same kind of tactics that you see being beta tested right now in China. And so if you want to make sure that you can wait out this storm, you need to make sure you've got a good supply of storable food. And we get our stuff private labeled from My Patriot Supply. They have told us that they're trying to do as much to keep up with demand as they can, but they're concerned that they're going to run out of storable food within the next 7 to 10 days. So take a look at InfoWarsStore.com. You can find our storable food. You get a great price on it. You can store it for 25 years. So if this is a storm that we hope does not come to our shores, you'll be prepared for the next storm, whether it is some kind of a biological storm or whether it is a hurricane. It'll store for 25 years, made in the U.S., non-GMO, great packaging. That's InfoWars storable food, and you'll find that at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, so joining us now is Arthur Thompson. Again, he is the CEO of the John Birch Society. You can find them at jbs.org. You can find them on Twitter at @the_JBS. And they've been talking for quite some time about the USMCA, about NAFTA, and the dangers behind both of these. And I'm really happy to have Mr. Thompson on to explain to the audience the dangers of these multilateral trade agreements. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Thompson.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
We've had the New American point out they've had the text, the entire text, if somebody wants to read all 2,500 pages of it or whatever. It's close to that. I've got the exact number of pages, 2,325 pages. So if you want to read all that, you can find that at the New American. You can also get summaries of it. But give the audience an idea of what the fundamental problems are with this trade agreement. It's more than a trade agreement, right?
Yes, it really is. And it first of all, it places us under the United Nations completely and its covenants, and includes in there that we will adhere to the WTO, the ILO, and LOST, the Law of the Sea Treaty. We never have ratified the Law of the Sea Treaty, which gives the United Nations control of all our shores, our oceans, our rivers, and that sort of thing. Because it was so onerous, they couldn't get the votes in the Senate to pass it. So they've slipped it into this agreement, and it will be ratified thusly.
Yeah, it's a kind of a Trojan horse, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. And it also involves sustainable development under the United Nations. It says so many times, Agenda 21, Agenda 2030, that kind of thing. The Council on Foreign Relations, of course, thinks it's the greatest thing since sliced bread.
No, that should worry everybody if they like it.
Yeah, and the thing is that it's interesting that there's no one, absolutely no one, who criticizes its negotiator, Robert Lighthizer. I mean, everybody thinks this guy is great. Well, he's a 20-year veteran of the Council on Foreign Relations, the New World Order building organization. I think Donald Trump has just simply listened to this man and never read the full agreement. I don't think he walked into the Oval Office one day and says, well, I think I'll sit down and read this approaching 3,000-page agreement and see what's really in it.
Well, they're looking at the short-term things. And really what we're doing is we're selling out our inheritance for a bowl of porridge? Because we say, look, we're already seeing positive effects from the provisions of the automotive content mandates and so forth. So we want to bring auto factory workers jobs here to the United States and have that favorable. We want to help out the dairy industry. And all that stuff is commendable, and it's great to do that. But that could always be done under a bilateral trade agreement. President Trump has always been wise enough to talk about doing bilateral trade agreements in the past, and yet this is a multilateral trade agreement, and it has big sovereignty issues. But I don't know that President Trump is looking beyond the positive things that they threw in there to get this through Congress.
I don't think so either, because in every other aspect, it goes against his America First agenda. It sets up a free trade commission, for instance, which will bypass everybody in the future. In other words, bypass Congress. Now, the Constitution says that Congress shall regulate trade between us and foreign nations. And yet this particular agreement takes that out of the hands of the Congress. And by taking it out of the hands of the Congress, takes it out of the hands of the American people.
You know, one of the things in one of the New American articles they pointed out, it talks about regulatory policy. We should be concerned about that. I mean, if you don't want Washington setting the rules of commerce and trade for every detail of our lives, then you probably don't want some unelected tribunal doing it for us either. The thing that really stuck out to me when I looked at this was the fact that they set aside Mexico's exclusive ownership of its gasoline and natural gas resources. That's section number 8, recognition of Mexican ownership of hydrocarbons. So why is this necessary, I would ask, if it's not destroying sovereignty? And where is the section that protects our coal and oil and natural gas, or Canada's for that matter?
That's a very interesting observation, because they're setting up what they call a North American Regional Energy Commission, which is going to bring all of the United States energy, and by that I mean gas, oil, electric, atomic, everything like that, under regional control instead of American control. And that's why they were Mexicans opted out, because they knew this regional thing was being set up.
Yeah, and that's really one of the few things that they've got as part of their economy. So they wanted to hang on to that, and they said, all right, we'll let you hang on to it, but not the U.S. and not Canada. I mean, the very fact that you would have to assert ownership of the natural resources that are in the ground of your country, that means that everything else, all the natural resources, other natural resources of Mexico, and all the natural resources of the U.S. and Canada now fall under the jurisdiction of these people and not under our sovereignty.
That's right. And you know, just something very fundamental, a good question to ask is it really smart to have a trade agreement of this nature with a socialist Canada and a corrupt Mexico ruled by a Marxist?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Doesn't make any sense. And by the way, while these things were being signed, the Mexican president was not talking about trade. Trump talked about trade. The Mexican president was talking integration.
That's right.
Between those two terms.
And when we come back, we got to take a quick break here. When we come back, we're talking to Arthur Thompson. He is the CEO of the John Birch Society. More than anybody else, they have understood the pattern of the of how the Council on Foreign Relations and these other globalist organizations are incrementally moving us to a global governance. And you better pay attention to the details of this, because the devil is in these details. And we're going to talk about the details, the many different aspects of this agreement when we come back. Stay with us.
With the daily wear and tear of the environment on our skin, it's only natural that it starts to crack and take damage. Wind, heat, water, and age are telltale signs that it's time to start taking care of your skin. With the InfoWars Super Silver Cream, you can keep your skin feeling silky smooth and begin to heal the damages of the world around you. Created with ingredients like coconut oil, vitamin E, and the incredible Silver Sol formula, InfoWars Silver Cream works triple duty, supporting the beautifying and protecting of the skin in a fast,
Non-greasy formula, small and easily stored. It can support dry and damaged skin to reduce fine lines and wrinkles while smoothing and softening calluses. With none of the harmful ingredients found in other formulas, you can be sure this Silver Cream is hard at work promoting the healing of your skin. Don't miss out on the new Silver Sol powered can't miss formula. Get the InfoWars Super Silver Cream today.
InfoWarsLife.com. 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 You go to that URL, it takes you to the subsection of InfoWarsStore.com where you find the 60 plus products where we've gone out and researched what is the best, what gives people the best results. We either private label it or we develop our own with top developers. And folks, I'm telling you, you can see the difference in me, my energy, my focus. I've lost almost 40 pounds in less than 4 months. It's incredible. So do yourself a favor. Try out the products if you've been on the fence. You can't lose except if you don't take action. Because when you buy the products, you're funding the operation that is always delivering thanks to your support and God's grace and our action. But you need these products. That's the real reason you want to get them, is because they're amazing. And then when you get great results, please tell others about it. Word of mouth. That's how we expand in the face of the NWO instead of imploding. We're fighting to win, and we are winning thanks to you. This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen, and people told me about it for years and I didn't listen. And I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you, folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action. We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling Deep Earth Crystals iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. Yeah, it is a plan for global domination. We've had the UN Agenda 21. Sometime in the 21st century, they're basically going to kick us off of the land, concentrate us into a few urban areas. They got more specific about it with the UN 2030 Agenda for Sustainability because, you know, these people are good at what they do. That should worry us quite a bit. You know, these people are very accomplished. And if you're going to accomplish something, you always stick a specific date on it at the same time. You know, because if you've got a goal and you don't have a date, it's just a wish, isn't it? And that's what I was always told, and that's really is true. And so they've got a date certain, 2030. And it also, worryingly enough, coincides with the fourth turning trend that has been identified by Strauss and Howe in their book, the same name, same people who looked at a generational view of history named the millennial group and so forth, the millennial generation. And this is all coinciding. They know, just like Strauss and Howe do, they know that about every 70 to 80 years we have a major structural change in society, and that is happening, and they want to make sure that it's going to change in their way to lock us into the smart cities. A part of that, of course, is setting up the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the Transatlantic Trade Agreement, the World Trade Organization. They would create these regional areas, and then they would eventually consolidate these three regional areas into a global governance, and that's where NAFTA came in. And President Trump looked at this and said, well, these are really bad trade deals. Get me a better trade deal. Unfortunately, the trade rep that he's got, Leitzinger, is a part of this globalist organization. And although we've got some good trade changes in this in terms of automobile manufacturing and dairy and stuff like that, this is just a sugar fix. It's going to go away. And we're going to be left with all of the bones of the NAFTA sovereignty stealing agreement. So I've been talking to Arthur Thompson, CEO of the John Birch Society, about how dangerous this is. And I wanted to get into some of the details of this, Mr. Thompson, because we have the New American publication of the John Birch Society has gone into detail. You can see the entire 2,300-page agreement. It's not a free trade agreement. It is a prescription for control of every detail of our national life. I'm looking at the different topics here: financial services, telecommunications, digital trade, intellectual property, state-owned enterprises, labor, environment, regulatory practices, dispute settlement, macroeconomic policies, and exchange rates. I mean, they have they're giving themselves control over everything, aren't they?
Yes, they are. And it's difficult to discuss the details sometimes because you kind of have your head nod off into into boredom when you get involved in that sort of thing. I would suggest that if people really want to dig down into it, that they go to jbs.org and go to our action projects and go into the USMCA. And we've got the whole thing outlined ad nauseum at that site. The thing is that, like you so well put, we may be getting some fair deals right now, but that can all change because it's going to be out of our hands with this free trade commission. They can change this thing without going back to Congress. They can change it any way they wish. And that's a serious problem on into the future.
That's right. If we get into these multilateral supranational organizations, then nothing is nailed down. It is a living agreement. And the people that are going to be setting this, that's the key thing for people to understand. The people that are going to be setting this is going to be some supranational organization that doesn't report to you, that you're not going to have any control over. You're not even going to understand why you're getting poor.
Yeah, and the thing is that back in 1955, a very astute gentleman, Dr. Lewis Lloyd, wrote a book called Tariffs, the Case for Protectionism, and he was always for free trade. And then he started to really examine the issue and realize that there really isn't what we would call free trade in the minds of those of us who hear those two words, that it's something quite different. In fact, Karl Marx, in a speech in Brussels in January 9th of 1848, said he was for free trade because it breaks down old nationalities. In other words, it creates a whole new social system. And Lloyd outlined in that, in his book, the eight things that had to be accomplished to have real free trade. He said taxes must be comparable. Secondly, a single monetary system must be in use. Three, there must be uniform business laws. Four, similar business ethics must prevail. Five, there must be uniform wage rates. Six, maximum labor mobility must exist across borders. Think about that one for a second.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Seven, there must be freedom from the threat of war. And eight, all the above would have to be enforced by a world government. And that is really where this USMCA is going to be taking us gradually forming a North American Union that the Mexican government has always wanted since the days of Vicente Fox. There hasn't been a single president of Mexico since Vicente Fox who hasn't called for the integration of the United States and Mexico and Canada into a single government.
Well, you know what you were saying, Mr. Thompson, was you know, we look at what's required with this. We can see that from our own history. You know, America was a free trade zone.
Yeah.
We had tariffs at the border. And if you look at Thomas Jefferson's second inaugural address, he said, we're happy that we have, you know, reduced useless offices and so forth. And we have we've eliminated all internal taxation so that no farmer, no laborer, no mechanic knows the tax man. They funded the government off of tariffs. But within America, we had a free trade zone. But in order, as you pointed out, in order to have that happen, you've got to have a common legal system. You have to have a common government and so forth. So if you want to have global free trade, it requires a global government.
That's right. And, you know, the whole term free trade is ridiculous because it is a masterstroke, because most people think of free trade, and, oh, yeah, that's a good thing. Mm-hmm. But once government gets involved with its taxes, tariffs, imports, exports, banking laws, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, it's no longer free trade. It doesn't exist. There's only one form of free trade that exists in the world today. It's called smuggling.
Yeah, that's right. Well, you know, I think it's also interesting that when we got away from that, you know, that was the way that America was founded. We had free trade within our borders and we had tariffs around the perimeter. And that changed when we created the Federal Reserve. We created the income tax. The taxation then moved internal. And they started the banks who wanted to have a global governance and a global trade. They were the ones who removed the trade restrictions, and then they put taxes on us internally.
Yes, and the individual who sold that to Wilson was Edward Mendel House. That once they got the income tax involved, then they started to cut back on tariffs as the means of funding and having the income tax as the primary means of funding the federal government.
Yes, yes, exactly. But, you know, just going down through this thing, I mean, the idea that you're going to have the USMCA set regulatory practices for us, you know, we've already got the problem that we've got now in Washington is the fact that we are increasingly ruled by bureaucrats who are not elected, who are not accountable, and they're making the rules. It's kind of like what Nancy Pelosi said. She said, well, we got to pass it to find out what's in it. And she was actually telling the truth for once, because they don't do the details. They ship it over, or they create a new bureaucracy, and that new bureaucracy sets the details and then constantly changes those. And so we not only have now taxation without representation, but we have regulation without representation in Washington. But this moves it to the international level, where you're going to have now a cadre of international bureaucrats and a tribunal and so forth. They're going to be able to set regulatory practices. They're going to be able to make environmental law, which is, we know what that's going to look like. We can take a look at the UN. They're the ones who are pushing environmentalism as a global problem so that they can have a global solution, a global government, a global tax, and so forth.
Yes, and a good example of what we're facing is the European Union. The European Union imposes regulations on those countries over there to the detriment of the people and the economy. Poland, for instance, which I know a little bit about, one aspect that the EU has done is impose a carbon tax on Polish coal, which means they can't even afford their own coal. They have to import it from Russia.
That's right. Yeah, and just look at how difficult it was for the UK to get out of Brexit. I mean, they're still not out. They said they're getting out on Friday, but we're going to talk about that and how these trade agreements metamorphosize into closer political control, and it's already a part of this agreement, just like it was European Union. When we come back, one more segment with Arthur Thompson. Stay with us.
This time of year, I'm always promoting Winter Sun, our high-quality organic vitamin D3, vitamin K combo. Because it's in the fall, it's in the winter, it's in the spring that people aren't getting sunlight, so your body can't produce the vitamin D it needs, and then that's the main reason people succumb to things like influenza and other deadly viruses that are wreaking havoc out there. It's on record that you've got to have this to live, not just to defend against these viruses. So right now, we have Winter Sun still available, even though we always order only so much for sale during the fall, winter, and spring. I'm going to let it sell out at the sales price of 40% off $23, despite the fact that I could sell it at full price, because I want you to get it and I want to incentivize you protecting yourself and your family. So Winter Sun, taken under the tongue, super high quality, 40% off, available now at InfoWarsStore.com. If you understand why the globalists, why the servants of Satan hate InfoWars, it's because we're awake, we're alive, we're passionate, and we're not giving up. That's why it's critical for those of us that are aware of the New World Order's plans to not get down when they attack us and they persecute us and they lie about us. That's what we should expect, because we are hurting these scumbags. The globalists have literally sold their soul to the dark side, and they do what they do because they're slaves, because they are eternally driven to try to suppress and dominate and destroy the innocent. It is up to us who are awake, not the sheep and not the wolves, but the sheepdogs, to stand firm and resist these wicked tyrants. They fear the fact that we are awake. They fear the fact that we are alive. They fear the fact that we love God. And that's all we ever have to know, is that God is in charge.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Free speech to free minds. This is The David Knight Show.
And we're talking to Arthur Thompson. He is the CEO of the John Birch Society. You can find them at jbs.org. You can also find them on Twitter at @_JBS. And as we're going to break, Mr. Thompson, you made the great analogy of the problems that we have seen with the European Union and how we're going to go down that same path with USMCA. The good things that are in it are just rearranging the deck chairs on the Titanic, and we're taking a look at the structural problems of this ship, this cruise ship that we've created here. And we can already see how that's kind of played out in the European Union, as I think it was Nigel Farage who pointed out. You've got bureaucrats in Brussels who are telling British fishermen how and how much they can fish in their own territorial waters. But, of course, it wasn't their territorial waters after they joined the European Union, was it?
The thing is that they sell all of these things on the idea of a good economy and that sort of thing. But, you know, you can always recover from a loss of jobs and economy if you're free. But you can't recover your sovereignty and independence if you're tied up into these international agreements. It's really a problem.
Yeah, and we saw how this worked with the European Union. You know, first they had the treaty to have a common market, and then they got closer and closer economic ties, and they got a common currency. And then they were saying, well, now we have to have even more political control of what's going on here. I mean, we've had talk in the past about even changing the currency eventually under NAFTA, but we've actually had think tanks proposing the idea that we would have common security for all three countries, Canada, the U.S., and Mexico, and that we would have a common border around those three countries, and that the security would be run by Department of Homeland Security. They've gotten into all these details. I mean, we're talking about creating one common block here, aren't we?
Yes, we are. And with these new agreements that were added, courtesy of Nancy Pelosi and company, we are going to, whether we have a wall or not have a wall, we are not going to have control over our own borders under this condition once this is fully in place, because it gives control to this Free Trade Commission of how many people can cross the borders looking for work.
And she's already said that. She said, look, we just have one common community. It just happens to have a line drawn through it. And I said, as she mentioned that, I said, again, she's being honest with us. She's telling us, I don't see the difference between the U.S. and Mexico is any different than the border between Texas and Oklahoma.
Yeah. It's a serious problem. It is interesting, as you point out, they will tell you to your face what they're doing, but it is so incredulous. People can't believe what they're saying. Oh, they don't really mean that, you know.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. It's kind of like the Epstein stuff, right? Nobody can believe this because it's just too far over the top. When we look at telecommunications, for example, I know a lot of people are concerned about not only the health effects, but also the surveillance and privacy issues of 5G. But of course, you know, if we're going to have telecommunications mandates from a international body, a trade body, they're going to put economic development over any of our concerns about health and privacy and surveillance, aren't they, when it comes to 5G?
Yes, and not only that, but as you have experienced, as we have experienced, you know, we're turning control of all of this over from private enterprise to government. Or they're going to censor us.
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, they've asserted through a private-public partnership total control over the internet. That's why I call it, it's not really the, we ought to stop calling it the military industrial complex. Let's just call it the military surveillance complex, because that's really what it's become. And yeah, it's going to facilitate that.
And one of the things too that we have to, you know, regrettably address is that the Republicans are not much better than the Democrats in all of this.
Oh yeah, I agree.
For instance, all the talk about getting rid of NAFTA immediately segued into replacing NAFTA.
Yes.
And in none of these discussions amongst them, and I could list a litany of conservative pundits that we all would find familiar to ourselves, never one of them did they mention the sovereignty aspect and the independence of the American people in the Constitution. It was all a
That's
better
right.
deal.
If you want to know about that side of it, you got to go to JBS.org. Thank you so much, Mr. Thompson. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
Well, it's here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real. Satanism's real. The pedophile elite are real. But we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, the David Knight Show.
Welcome back. It's absolutely amazing if we look at the USMCA, and I'm concerned about how this is slipping under the radar here, that nobody is paying any attention to it, and most of the GOP is complicit in this. This is a very dangerous thing, as you heard Arthur Thompson talking about that with the John Birch Society. You need to go to JBS.org, take a look at their expose about what is involved in this, and a lot of things will start to make sense to you about what Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats are doing at the border, and we need to rise up and oppose this, and we need to get the Republicans who are silent on this to understand that we are not going to give up our country for some temporary trinkets. I mean, one of the biggest things of the USMCA is automobile manufacturing jobs. At the same time, these people are telling us that in a couple of years they're going to shut down automobile manufacturing for the most part. I mean, they don't want to make cars. They want to make battery electric vehicles, and they don't want to make a lot of those. Their model is not to make enough of those for all of us to own our own battery electric vehicle. They're going to have a few of them, and they're going to rent them to us. And so they don't need big factories. All the car companies are now saying, well, we're not automobile manufacturers. We're going to be mobility partners with the government. So if you think that this should be supported, because look at all the new automobile factories that we've got more jobs at because they're going to relocate them from Mexico to the United States. That is temporary at best. At best. We're going to be talking to Roy Moore at the bottom of the hour. And, folks, we have to get behind people who support the Constitution and do it without wavering. And one of the things that we have to make sure we don't do is allow all the slander and gossip that is constantly churned out of Washington and that vile swamp. I mean, look at the P dossier that we had from President Trump, right? You know, who did that stuff? Well, that was, people like the Clintons and the CIA projecting what they would do, or their kind of honeypot traps that they would run on people. They and their partners like Epstein blackmailing people. That's exactly the kind of stuff that they would do. And they wrote this piece of fiction. And we know it was fiction now. And then look at what the same people are doing with this impeachment process. They will do that to anybody that they consider to be a danger to them. And that's quite frankly why all this stuff surfaced at the last moment about Judge Roy Moore. But he has a history for decades of standing for constitutional government, for the separation of powers. And I'm not talking about just between different branches of the federal government. That would be an improvement over what we've got now. What we have right now is a tyranny of the Supreme Court and judicial supremacy. And they presume to tell every branch of the federal government and every state in the union and every individual what we can do in our personal private lives, every detail. Nothing escapes their purview, right? And they're going to tell us everything to do. And they don't have the power to do that. And the only person that I've seen stand up to that to the point of being removed was Roy Moore. And, of course, when he did that, they removed him from his position there at the Supreme Court. And then the people voted him back in. People have talked about that in terms of impeachment. What if the Democrats were able to draw this whole process out? What if they were able to find some kind of something that they could pretend under John Bolton and the Republicans basically, turn their back on President Trump and assassinate him politically? What if they were able to do that? Well, President Trump could run and get reelected again. And that's essentially the same thing that happened in Alabama. You know, we have a monumental problem in this country. And he has been at the center of this for a long time. And I'm not talking about a 2.5-ton monument that got put at the state capitol. What we are seeing now is radical left is removing every kind of statue and monument to our civilization. And Judge Moore knew this from the very beginning. And that's one of the reasons why he put up at first it was just a homemade wooden plaque about the Ten Commandments. And he got in trouble with the ACLU, and they sued him in court, and the judge agreed with them and told him that you can keep the plaque, but you can't have one of the other things they did was he had a prayer with the jury as they were beginning to have deliberation. And they said, you can't have a prayer in your court. And he goes, well, you don't have the authority to say that. And they didn't. You have divided authority. Divided lines of authority. And if we don't understand that the federal government doesn't have the authority to tell us everything, and you have divisions within different court systems and so forth, Judge Moore has come out in this last week. He was the only Republican candidate in the Alabama Senate race to say he would not support prosecuting people for marijuana at the federal level. He said, we got to get back to the Constitution. There's no constitutional authority for that. He's absolutely right. How many times have I talked about on this program, the 9th and 10th Amendment were the reason that we had to have the 18th and the 21st Amendment? Because we had a 9th and 10th Amendment, all the stuff there about the Commerce Clause and general welfare and so forth, that was all in the Constitution. When we had the amendment to prohibit alcohol, the 18th Amendment. But see, there was also the 9th and 10th Amendment, which says that unless you're specifically given that power, you don't have it. And so they had to pass an amendment to prohibit alcohol. And that was, everybody agreed on that. You don't go through the problem of having a constitutional amendment just because you think that it would be nice to do that. That is a difficult process. A difficult process. They wouldn't go through that process unless it was absolutely required. So where's the constitutional amendment to prohibit marijuana? He is absolutely right, and all of these other candidates in Alabama are wrong, these other Republicans. And, of course, you know, Doug Jones would say the same thing. Because on that issue, they're authoritarian on every issue, the Democrats are. On that issue, the Republicans are absolutely wrong. We do have to get back to the Constitution. Let me play a real quick clip here about Judge Roy Moore getting into the second Senate run. Let's play video clip number 4.
Tainted with allegations of sexual misconduct, Moore said he lost because of a disinformation campaign and the establishment's lack of support and funding, not because of the allegations.
My opposition to the establishment has caused a lot of problems for me. And for the people of Alabama. Wrong. I think the people of Alabama deserve to choose who they want as their senator, and I'm giving them a chance.
Okay. But they did choose last time around.
With pressure from Washington, they dissuaded people from going to the poll.
Since the loss, Republicans have grappled to take back that Senate seat.
Do you think if you got the Republican nomination, there would be a risk to losing that seat?
No. I think if I got the Republican nomination, it'd be assured.
Moore said if elected, he would help bring moral values to Washington.
And sometimes we don't want to recognize God in society. And I think that's wrong because it's a requirement in our country to recognize God upon whom our principles are founded in the Declaration of Independence.
That's right. It is a monumental struggle because we have to understand as the left does, that the foundations of our culture mean something. That's why they are so intent on tearing it down. Like I said about the constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol. They don't go through these exercises because it's just something that, oh, let's just do that. No. They have a plan. And he understood the importance of the basis of our law. He understood the importance of our divided powers. Unlike anybody else that we have at the current time, I think he really does understand that, and that's why they dumped that slander at the very last minute. You know, I don't support John McCain, never have, but they use that same kind of dirty trick against him in South Carolina at the last minute, making slanderous allegations that they drop at the last minute. You don't have time to fully look at that, and that's exactly what happened. We're going to have him at the bottom of the hour. We got more news coming up in the next segment. Stay with us.
InfoWarsStore.com. We have a new product. And we got several thousand of these in, and they're going to sell out in a few days at the rate we're selling them. I want to thank the listeners for getting it, but this really is a game-changing toothpaste. And it doesn't compete with Super Blue that's fortified with colloidal silver and iodine and fluoride-free, the adult or the children's. These are both excellent toothpaste, concentrates that don't have fillers. People love it. This is a whitening toothpaste that also has the above sea coral calcium that also cleans but also mineralizes the teeth. Then it has the patented silver sol, silver in it to knock out the bacteria that cause gingivitis. This is all proven. You can make claims with this. But I have to tell you, no one has a toothpaste this good for knocking out the bacteria, the viruses, and cleaning the teeth in a healthy way that doesn't strip away the enamel. So we're really proud of it. It funds the operation, InfoWarsStore.com. And that's why we're still on air, thanks to you.
It's no secret that our daily lives are becoming more stressful. No matter what side of the political spectrum you're on, we're all feeling the strain from rising pressure. That's why we worked hard to create a new formula to support your fight against stress in your hectic day. ChillForce is our solution for a true, healthy, relaxation support formula. As the long-awaited sister formula to BrainForce Plus, this formula includes powerful ingredients and time-tested practices to help fight your stress levels. It's time to take a breather. Get ChillForce today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
Allergies, dander, asthma, germs, toxins. There are many reasons why we need to think about what is really in the air around us. We may not be able to stop breathing, but we can control what's in the air we breathe. The revolutionary Alexa Pure Breeze air filtration system is a powerful ally in the fight against the dangerous toxins and viruses in the air. Powerful, quiet, and effective, the Breeze uses a four-step purification process to help you breathe easier and cleaner. Similar systems could cost hundreds to even thousands of dollars. But the Alexa Pure Breeze air purification is the best and most affordable, bar none. The Breeze and the Ion Cluster patented technology used in the system eliminate up to 99.97% of airborne contaminants. Get the Alexa Pure Breeze today and save big on a world-class air filtration system for your home. Don't keep breathing toxic or dangerous air. Get this special today at InfoWarsStore.com.
This should really be easier than it is. I'm not here giving you a sales pitch. I'm pointing out the way forward, things that I've discovered that I absolutely know work, that if you will listen to me and try them out for yourself, you will see how amazing it is. And then your support of the product we're selling will help you and will help us, and it's symbiotic. My friends, I harp and harp and harp about iodine because it's the good halogen, fluoride's the bad halogen, and people told me about it for years and I didn't listen, and I'm so thankful that finally I listened to Dr. Grip like 8 years ago and started taking true iodine, atomic iodine. We've got it back in stock, X2, 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And I'm telling you folks, get it. It's amazing. Discover the benefits, and it funds the InfoWar, a 360 win. You can't lose unless you don't take action.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
At InfoWarsStore.com, we've got some great specials on Prostagard and Ultimate Fish Oil. They're selling out very quickly, 35% off of both of those. But as we look at the international news and the panic, you know, are we being told the truth from China? Most people don't believe that. Most people believe that they're either hyping this up, or they are. It's much worse than they're telling us. We don't have any way to know. We do know that we don't really trust them. And I don't trust Bill Gates and our government and the CDC either. And so one of the things that I'm most worried about is whether it's real or imagined that they will create a scenario. And they've wargamed this going back to 2003. They had Dark Winter. And they wargame it on an annual basis. They just had one 3 months ago. But I played for you yesterday, 2018. It's an annual process where they go through and they bring in people with the government, and they run through a scenario. They have fake news broadcasts that are updates, and then they war game it so these people react to those news broadcasts and so forth. The one I was playing for you, after the news broadcast, they had a guy saying, well, you know, this began as a bioterrorist event in Washington, and it's hit people in the White House. It's hit people in Congress. It's hit people in the Supreme Court. And then we had the stock markets meltdown. And we've already seen the stock markets reacting to this globally. But the big concern that I have is what I see going on with the militarization and the quarantine that is happening in China. I don't want to see that happen. If that comes here to the U.S., I don't want to be corralled into some kind of a quarantine. And I don't want to have some kind of experimental vaccine forced on me.
for your real health. You want to make sure that your immune system is boosted. And we've got Winter Sun, vitamin D. That's one of the best things you can do, vitamin D. Winter Sun is 40% off now at InfoWarsStore.com. And if you want to make sure that they don't corral you into some kind of a FEMA camp, just make sure that you've got storable food. And you're going to, if it doesn't happen, nothing happens now, eventually you're going to have some kind of a storm. You're going to have some kind of a panic about the food supply system. I do believe that this is eventually going to happen here in the United States. It may not be this time. It may be another time. But I think it's eventually going to happen. And so make sure that you've got storable food right now. We get our stuff private labeled from My Patriot Supply. And that is our storable food that you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. They've told us that they are running the factory overtime, but they're going to probably be out within 7 to 10 days. So if you want to get this stuff that has a storage shelf life of 25 years, made in America, non-GMO, the best packaging you're going to find anywhere. You can even reseal it after you open it. But if you don't open it to start with, it'll last up to 25 years. InfoWars Select Storable Food you'll find at InfoWarsStore.com. And that'll make sure that you can wait out this storm and any other storm that comes, whether it is a weather storm or some kind of a political or bioweapons storm or just a pandemic. Make sure that you have independence from those kind of circumstances. You know, everybody is talking about Kobe Bryant. I didn't talk about him at first because I'm just not, I think Harrison Smith said it best, and I retweeted what he had to say yesterday. He said, I'm not really into sports. I'm not into celebrity worship. Look, I feel sorry for somebody's family, but, you know, I'm not going to be all over Kobe Bryant. But then he included in that, he said, I'm starting to, you know, get drawn into this because of his comments. When he was talking about why he flew helicopters, you could see at the base of this that Kobe Bryant was really a strong family man. That was the basis for why he took a helicopter, because the traffic, and we talk about this all the time, the fact that you've got urban planners who absolutely refuse to add more capacity. They can't make the roads any wider, but like the buildings, they can make the roads higher. And everybody, as I've pointed out, through everybody's projections of what the cities of the future would look like would be multi-tiered. But they're not going to do that, because their objective as urban planners is to keep you locked up in the cities. They hate the suburbs. They hate cars. People like the CEO of Lyft said the car is the most evil thing we've ever invented and the cities are the best thing. Well, that's not true. Nobody agrees with that. That's why as soon as we got means to be able to commute, we would do that. But his commute was long enough because of the horrific conditions of L.A., where they continue to bring people in and continue to build buildings, but they won't build the roads. He got a helicopter because he could afford to do that, because he wanted to spend time with his kids. And that's what he was doing when the helicopter crashed. Burgess Owens, an NFL veteran, and he's had things to say before in testimony. Burgess Owens is very articulate, very wise about what's going on in this country. By the way, he's running for Congress as well. But he said about Kobe Bryant, said he was a dedicated husband, a loving father. We have a good example of somebody who maxed out. He did a great job with his life, and we're going to miss him. That's right. I think he was a good example of that. And yet we see the Washington Post and CNN reporters immediately jumping in with Kobe was a racist tweets. Just hours after he was one of nine people, including his 13-year-old daughter, killed in an L.A. helicopter crash, you have a reporter for the Washington Post, the Washington Compost, tweeting out a 2016 Daily Beast story about a 2003 rape allegation against Kobe Bryant. Immediately criticized by countless Twitter users for her crass and thoughtless decision, as Breitbart puts it, not only is the allegation 17 years old, but his accuser chose money over testifying. And then you had the CNN reporter jump in on this. That is exactly what we see with fake news. And it is why they are sinking in the public's estimation. When we come back, we're going to be talking to Roy Moore. He is running again after they use these same types of tactics at the last minute to make sure that he lost to Doug Jones, a guy that does not share Alabama's values. This Democrat senator that is currently there is listed as the most vulnerable senator in up for re-election in this next election cycle. Even with all the last-minute dirt that was dumped, he still only won by just over 1%, 1.7% in that vote. And he looks like, as many of the analysts have said, his choice that he has here, does he want to get run over by a car or by a truck? That's really the kind of choice that he's looking at. Again, he does not share the values of Alabama. He shares the values of the Human Rights Campaign, the people who have pushed the Equality Act, which will eliminate all religious freedom. It's already been passed by the Democrats in the House. It essentially eliminates the free exercise of religion if they can pretend that what you are doing flies in the face of what a transgender individual wants to do. That's something we have to be very concerned about, and we have to be concerned about the Constitution. And so we're going to be talking to Roy Moore when we come back about both the impeachment process, the separation of powers, and the Senate race in Alabama. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Here, the year 2020. World government's out in the open. We've got the predicted mass pandemics, and they're calling for global government as the answer. And we've got massive, huge censorship taking place that's coordinated by big tech and banks against people that promote America and guns and freedom and Jesus and the family and the protection of the unborn. Wow. Yes, now we know we're right. The New World Order's real, Satanism's real, the pedophile elite are real, but we're real as well, and we love God, and we're standing up and saying no. But I just want to make the point here, 1 month into 2020, that we have never been in Kansas. We have never been in some smallville place that didn't matter. Everything we do, every decision we make governs the future of our species and everything we've gone through and everything we're going to go through. So it's an incredible time to be alive. I'm going to thank you all for being aware and being involved. But just remember, your action now via prayer, word of mouth, and financial support of InfoWarsStore.com is critical. So please take action. This time of year, I'm always promoting Winter Sun, our high-quality organic vitamin D3, vitamin K combo, because it's in the fall, it's in the winter, it's in the spring that people aren't getting sunlight, so your body can't produce the vitamin D it needs, and then that's the main reason people succumb to things like influenza and other deadly viruses that are wreaking havoc out there. It's on record that you've got to have this to live, not just to defend against these viruses. So right now, we have Winter Sun still available, even though we always order only so much for sale during the fall, winter, and spring. I'm going to let it sell out at the sales price of 40% off, $23, despite the fact that I could sell it at full price, because I want you to get it, and I want to incentivize you protecting yourself and your family. So Winter Sun, taken under the tongue, super high quality, 40% off, available now at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got three big sales going right now, and one of them has to end within a week, and that's Ultimate Fish Oil for 33% off. It's amazing. Go check it out for yourself. Then we've got back in stock X2, our best-selling deep earth crystals, iodine, the good halogen that is the building block to everything in the body, and I just can't tell you enough how important it is. The UN admits 2 billion people have low IQ or mental disability because they never got enough iodine. So just check it out for yourself, 40% off, InfoWarsStore.com, and it funds the InfoWar. And then vitamin D3 with vitamin K that fuses it together, super high quality, winter sun. You don't have sun during the winter. Sun helps your body produce the vitamin D3. That's why people get so sick. That's the main reason. Well, you can supplement with this under the tongue, get higher absorption. It's amazing. All three of these are on sale, but only for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. Protect yourself and fund the InfoWar. 360 win.
I love watching David Knight in the morning. I love tuning in to Owen Schroyer. I love all the other shows we do here. But I'll be honest with you. We run during the breaks a lot of news reports because I'm sick of hearing the ads. So you think you don't want to hear an ad? I don't want to hear an ad. But here's the bottom line. We're barely paying the bills here. And I want to expand the face of the globalists, not contract. I don't want them to win. So listen. you've got this guarantee from me. We sell enough product, we'll have less ads and less plugs. And we'll expand and really give the globals rough their money. But we've got products you already really need, like DNA Force Plus, X2. These will change your life. Go check out the turmeric products. Check out the water filtration, air filtration. Check it all out. Whatever you do, take action and know. Be part of the second American Revolution. Be part of crushing the globalist. And get great products at the same time. InfoWarsStore.com is the umbrella site. InfoWarsLife.com is the supplements. Take action now and fund the InfoWar for your own future.
You're listening to The David Knight Show. Broadcasting with the power of the First Amendment. It's The David Knight Show.
Welcome back, and joining us now is Judge Roy Moore. He is somebody who has been harassed by the ACLU, the Southern Poverty Law Center. He's been sued by them, but he's never been intimidated. He's also been opposed by Karl Rove and George W. Bush and the political establishment of the GOP, including people like Mitch McConnell. As President Trump said, look, I have nothing against Roy Moore. He goes, unlike many other Republican leaders, I wanted him to win. And I think that he can win, but folks, we can never win if we don't stand up for our principles. And I don't know anybody who has been more firm on his principles and the foundation of our country and the separation of powers than Roy Moore. He is willing to go the entire distance. If they remove him, he runs again and gets reelected. And they've removed him a couple of times, and now he is running for Senate again. And I want to welcome Judge Roy Moore. Again, you can find him at roymoore.org, and you can find him on Twitter at RealJudgeMoore. So joining us now is Judge Roy Moore. Thank you for joining us, Judge.
Well, thank you, David. Thank you for the introduction. Appreciate it.
Well, I followed you for years, and you were told by individuals that you had to let the federal government define marriage, you refused, and they removed you. And yet this last weekend, you were the only candidate at the Republican Forum who said, when asked about marijuana legalization, we've got to get back to the Constitution. You and I don't think are, I know I'm not a marijuana user. I don't think you're a marijuana user, but you understand what the Constitution is, and you understand that we needed to have a constitutional amendment to prohibit alcohol, right?
All these things that they're pushing through the federal government, most of the powers are not delineated in the Constitution, and the 10th Amendment is very plain that the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution or prohibited by its states or reserved
right.
States respectfully or to the people. And a lot of people don't understand that last four words, or to the people. And in other words, there are some powers that neither the federal government nor the state government have, and that is contained in the First Amendment. And that's what we're losing. You mentioned it earlier, I think, about religious freedom, and that's what I'm talking about.
Yes, that's right. We know that Doug Jones, who squeaked in at the last minute in this last case, he's now been endorsed by the Human Rights Campaign. And these are people who are behind the Equality Act. If that is passed, and, of course, the Democrats in the House with a majority have already passed the Equality Act, if they pass that, that is going to destroy any free exercise of religion that exists under the First Amendment. They will use that to destroy that, won't they?
Right. And I think that my concern is not the Democrats. I know where they stand. I mean, it's very plain, and they follow just like the Republicans follow the leadership. But my problem is with the Republicans that don't understand how dangerous this thing is. And I think most people don't understand. And I think they don't understand, David, because they don't realize what our forefathers knew for a fact, that religious freedom comes from God.
That's right.
It can't be taken away by government. And that's why we have the First Amendment religion clauses. And, you know, quite frankly, the United States Supreme Court and all the federal district courts are using that First Amendment today to take away the right to acknowledge God by saying, well, that's a particular religion. Well, that wasn't the way religion was defined. Religion was defined as the duties you owe to the Creator and the manner of discharging those duties, and was contained under the first four tables of the law by the 1828 dictionary. Now, I'm going a little deep here, fast, but religion isn't just anything you believe. If it were, it would be like footnote, I think it was 13 in the case of Caso versus Watkins out of Maryland, where the Supreme Court said, oh, there could be other religions like secular humanism. Well, secular humanism is belief in no God and that human beings are their God. And that's basically what they're establishing in violation of the First Amendment of the Constitution.
It kind of reminds me, the path that we've gone down kind of reminds me of what they've done with the Commerce Clause. You know, the Commerce Clause was there to make sure that we had a free trade within the different states and everything. And they had the free exercise of religion, not because they wanted to suppress religion. You know, now the Commerce Clause is being used to manage and to suppress commerce. You know, they turn everything upside down. They're doing the same thing with the free not establishing a religion and so forth. But we did have established religions that continued on into the 1840s. They had in Connecticut, I think it was Connecticut, but it was Massachusetts was the last one to get rid of it. They had an official state established religion, and the First Amendment didn't even affect that. And going into the 20th century, all the way up into the 1960s, we had requirements that you had to be a Christian or a Judeo-Christian or whatever in various states, and that was not removed until the 1960s in the state constitutions.
And what you have to, I think, explain to people first is that government and the Constitution doesn't give you this right. It's God. And
that's right.
I think
that goes back to the Declaration of Independence. That's the principles on which we're founded. If the government gives you all these things, then the government itself becomes God.
That's right. And one of the quotes that I often say, repeat is Lincoln. Jefferson. We said, "Can the liberties of a nation be thought secure when we remove their only firm basis, the conviction in the minds of the people that those liberties are a gift of God, that they're not to be violated but with His wrath? Indeed, I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and His justice cannot sleep forever." And they said that some 80 years, I guess, before the Civil War, and His justice certainly, we went through a terrible war because we had forgotten where our rights come from. Well, we're forgetting it altogether today, and it's a very dangerous time in which we live, I think.
You talked about the difference between the Republican and Democrat Party. We look at the Democrats, and they're all competing as to who can give away the most money. We had Elizabeth Warren saying, look, I don't even have to go to Congress. I can just give you up to $50,000 to forgive your student loan. And they've all got their own programs, and they, you know, we've had one of the candidates who's no longer around saying that if she became president, she would give Congress 100 days to get rid of guns, and if they didn't do it, she'd do it by executive order. So they don't think that they have any restrictions on them whatsoever. The Republicans, on the other hand, Judge Moore, it seems to me like they believe that the government can do anything if the Supreme Court demands it, and that there is nothing that they can do if the Supreme Court doesn't permit it.
Right, and basically they just follow it. I've often explained it by saying that if somebody's trying to push you over a cliff like Obama, that's pretty wrong and terrible. But if somebody's just nudging you that way slowly, you're less apt to think you're going to fall, but you'll fall eventually anyway. And that's the way we are with Republicans and Democrats. And I think it's on a scale you'd see the Democrats going to the far left, when the Republicans just following them to keep the vote of those people that realize how far the other side's going, but they're still going that way as well. And that's what bothers me. It bothers me because politicians, I'm running right now at the Senate, and the talks I make, I have to blister so many politicians, state and federal, because their one aim is to get there. And then once they get there, their aim is to stay there. It's how they stay there. Well, they'll preach principles. They'll talk about term limits. They'll talk about stopping indebtedness and reducing the indebtedness we have. And what do they do when they get there? They spend more money because that's what they think people want. And that's how they get elected. And they don't stand for principle.
And that's what empowers them, because they can essentially bribe state officials by spending the money in their district. And so people are being bribed into giving up their freedoms. I talked about marijuana first because so many people are familiar with your stance on marriage. And, but I've had so many people when that came down from the Supreme Court, I had people who agreed that there ought to be gay marriage, people who opposed gay marriage, but they all, the people that I talked to, because that's the kind of people I talked to, they said, wait a minute, we want to have a constitution. And it doesn't really matter what I think or what the judges think. We have a system of law here, and they don't have the authority to do that, because if they take the authority to do that, they can prohibit your own stem cells as medical treatment. They can prohibit vaping if they want to, because they become totalitarians. We're going to talk to Judge Roy Moore on the other side of the break. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I've got to really hand it to the listeners and viewers of InfoWars. Your support and your help in rebooting Americana as a challenge to the globalist system of corporate tyranny has really caught hold, not just here in the U.S., but worldwide. And President Trump's fearlessness when it comes to promoting Americana and basic liberty is amazing as well. He's still lacking on the big tech censorship, taking action against that in some other areas, but trying to end the wars, boosting our economy, speaking out against communist China. Trump's been doing an amazing job. But now more than ever, we really have to realize that we're being targeted because we are effective. And the globalists are beginning to lose their war against humanity in a big way. And so we're going to see some major fireworks out of them. But it's critical to not let ourselves get down when we see all the poison they spray at us. That's an attempt to demoralize us. We've got to remember that and stay focused and stay happy.
There's a new way to show your support for the InfoWars crew at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, when you buy your favorite products, you can add a donation right at the checkout. Simply open the donation option and either select a preset amount or enter a custom amount. With this brand new donation module, donating to support the InfoWars crew has never been easier. You asked, we delivered. This easy option gives you the means to donate directly to the cause. Remember, we're all part of the fight. InfoWars, brought to you by you.
Since the beginning, Secret 12 has been one of our most popular formulas. Now we're bringing you an all-new version of your favorite formula to help you reach your energy peak. Ultra 12 from InfoWars Life takes advantage of the most effective and expensive form of B12 available, methylcobalamin, to provide you with twice the B12. Ultra 12 can help make DNA, support the body's energy production, and help produce healthy blood cells while assisting proper nervous system function. Help support your energy levels and take advantage of the superior form of B12 today with Ultra 12.
I want to talk about Super Silver whitening toothpaste because I hadn't tried it except for maybe the last week and a half. And I told Alex, I said, man, this is the best toothpaste I've ever tried. He's like, well, what are you doing just sitting in here telling me? You got to get up there and tell people. And so here I am telling people Super Silver whitening toothpaste is by far the best toothpaste I've ever tried. And I'm 45 years old and I've tried a lot of different toothpaste and it's fluoride free. I think the big difference, the game changer in this is the coral calcium, because after I brush my teeth with this, they feel so clean and the toothpaste that I don't even like rinse out my mouth after I brush my teeth with this. It feels so good. It feels like good things are happening in my mouth. In fact, I find myself brushing my teeth 3 to 4 times a day rather than just twice a day now because I like the way it feels.
I would thank you for everything you've done for the InfoWar, but I know you're like me. You don't want my thanks. You want victory over the globalists and these devil-worshipping child molesters, and you want them off your back and off your children's back. And you know what? I'm the same way, and that's why we're on the same damn team. And it's why InfoWars has been delivering time and time again when it's clutch time to focus the people on taking action against the globalists, because I'm committed to a future for humanity. And I know you are as well. So thank you in 2019 for standing with us because you are the InfoWar. And I want to thank you for committing to stand with us in 2020, however you can. From the bottom of my heart, from my family, and from the great crew at InfoWars, I want to thank you all because you are the InfoWar. And you know that's not just words. That's reality. You have made history. We have made history together. InfoWars.com only has power because of you. And I suggest you use it.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
Welcome back. We're talking to Judge Roy Moore. He is running for U.S. Senate. And, of course, so is former Senator Jeff Sessions, former Attorney General for President Trump, and several other individuals. We were just talking about the differences between Judge Moore and the other Republicans. We'll talk more about that. But before we get to that, Judge, let's talk a little bit about impeachment and what is happening right now. Give us your views of the impeachment trial and the situation that's going on right now.
I think the best explanation of what's going on right now is the same thing that went on in 1858 when it was a radical Republican trying to move basically a Southern Democrat by the name of Andrew Johnson. And they tried to remove Andrew Johnson because they didn't like his opposition to Congress because he had said that he was against some of their things. He had vetoed, for example, the Reconstruction Act, and they passed it over his veto. He vetoed the tenure bill, and they passed it over his veto. And so he had basically a group of radical Republicans that were trying to remove him. He objected to things like the division of the southern states into districts commanded by a general over which he had no authority. And it was just basically they didn't like him, didn't like his policy.
Political and policy difference that they had with him.
That's right. And it's the same thing going on here. They're not going by the high crimes and misdemeanors provision of Article 2, Section 4. It's clear that he's not committed treason, high crimes and misdemeanors. And, you know, I wonder the whole thing. Of course, I'm getting into the facts, not just why impeachment's wrong, but it's wrong in this case. But, you know, obviously the Democrats don't really understand what he did and why he did it. And clearly a son of a president or vice president sitting on a board, gas board, at a time Ukraine was in turmoil, basically, and he was being paid huge amounts of money, that's under the jurisdiction of the president under his foreign relations. And yeah. And he's trying to find out what the heck was going on. I understand it's gone on in China. It's gone on in South America. And basically, he has every right to foreign relations. It's within his power. He imports ambassadors under the ambassador clause. He signs treaties when ratified by 2/3 of the Senate. But basically, there's no high crimes and misdemeanors, no treason. No bribery, so there is no should be no impeachment. And they want to get to the facts. I think they can skip the facts when there's no, just like a court, when there's no law violated, then you don't need the facts. You know, if there's no law that regulates, that the Constitution said regulates the president so he can be impeached.
Well, of course, they looked the other way when Obama withheld money and threatened to withhold money because he didn't like the domestic policies or corruption in other countries. He did it with Ukraine. And in a case of a couple of African nations, he said, well, if you're going to pass and sign a bill that is going to make a crime of homosexuality in another African nation, they were going to oppose gay marriage there. They were going to pass a bill there. He says, if you do either of those two things, I'm going to cut off the source of money to you. And they had absolutely no problem with that. That was foreign policy. And he was making that contingent on them doing certain things. And, of course, that was at the time that Obama was pushing for gay marriage. So you could say that that was politically motivated, tying the funds to those particular issues. But that is the double standard that we have. But I also even wonder about why we should be giving foreign aid to a corrupt government anyway. I mean, the default position should be that we're not giving foreign aid to these people, right?
Indebtedness is being raised $1.something trillion a year now. And we're over $23 trillion. I mean, it's going up so fast that people, I think the difference between 20 and 21 is not much. Well, it's a lot. And, you know, this is going to affect our future, our grandchildren. I think Washington said throwing ungenerously the burden on our grandchildren and children that we ourselves ought to bear. And that's basically what we're doing. There is no restraint on spending money. $4.5 billion was spent at a time when they were talking about indebtedness, and they spent that on the border, and a very, very small percentage went to border security, and the rest of it was welfare for those that were coming in illegally. And, you know, I've never been against immigration, but illegal, there's no such thing as illegal immigration. Letting people come in without the obedience to the law is just illegal. And
yeah. And the Democrats even say that in their debates. They say, we've got to stop making this illegal. So therefore, you're saying that it is illegal. But you said something about immigration that, in terms of talking about how you're different from the other Republicans, you said something about immigration when they were calling them dreamers. You said there is no such thing as a dreamer. Why is that, Judge Moore?
DACA is the deferred action on childhood arrival. Now, that right there tells you what went on with Janet Napolitano and Department of Homeland Security. Deferred action. The executive branch under which Homeland Security falls is supposed to enforce a law. Well, she didn't enforce a law. And the deferred action. And it resulted in 20, 30 years later, we're suffering the problem of that when she didn't enforce the law. And it gets back to, you know, the job of the president is to enforce the law. And border security is vital. And I still think we've got too many coming across the border. And we need to build a wall. And I you know, originally I thought maybe put the armed forces down there. I don't think this is the violation of the Posse Comitatus of that. To prevent people from coming across your border. If the Chinese were coming across the western border, I think.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. I think that should have been done at the very beginning, because once the people get in, then they get into the legal system and they start playing these types of games. One of the things that you said was there's no such thing as a dreamer, right? Because they never passed the DREAM Act. They've had that come up multiple times. But I think it shows a difference between you and the other Republicans, that you would point that out, and that you would point out the fact that we don't need to wait for the okay of the Supreme Court, do we, to get rid of DACA? I mean, that was executive order of the previous executive branch, the Homeland Security. Why can't President Trump just get rid of that? Does he have to wait for the Supreme Court to give him permission?
Certainly not. You know, the problem you're bringing out is very clear. I was former Chief Justice, former Circuit Judge, Vice Chief Justice. But I'm telling you, judges can't make law. And when we have elevated judges to a position, if they make law, then the whole structure of the Constitution falls, because we've got one branch that's superior to all other branches. The United States Supreme Court in Obergefell versus Hodges, it was clearly wrong. Four justices said so. But
yes.
Five justices, Kennedy being the leader, passed this, which declared marriage could be anything, basically. I mean, you say just between two men or two women. No, they basically have opened the door to what is marriage. Well, marriage was not within the federal government. But in 2013, the United States Supreme Court said that and struck down DOMA, which was passed by the Congress. They said the legislature didn't have authority over it because it was a thing left of the state. Then they turned around in 2015 and passed the Obergefell. And that's the problem. They did something which they said they didn't have a right to do.
And, you know, when I hear people say Roe v. Wade is the law of the land, I cringe, because you said, and I agree with you, that judges don't write law. I mean, you know, they don't write law. And we've got an Indiana state representative who's now said, we are going to protect human life at the point of conception, and any federal ruling or laws to the contrary are going to be null and void in Indiana. Isn't that a rightful remedy to this kind of overstepping of the Supreme Court, that we would nullify it?
I think that's states' rights, and I think they have a right to do that. Yes, I do. The Supreme Court, when they redefined life, you have to understand it's a redefinition of words. Just like in Dred Scott, they redefined words.
Yeah.
When Curtis in Dred Scott said, when a strict interpretation of the Constitution, according to fixed rules that govern the interpretation of laws, i.e. definition, is abandoned, and the theoretical opinions of individuals are allowed to control its meaning, we have no longer a constitution. We're under a government of individual men.
And that's exactly what it is. We're out of time. I wish we had more time. Judge Roy Moore, you can find him at roymoore.org. Thank you, Judge.
Thank you.